Tomorrow marks the anniversary of the coronation of Queen Kapi'olani. Local designer Kini Zamora of Project Runway fame is putting the final touches on a replica of the gown that she wore February 12, 1883. We recently visited his studios located deep in the industrial park at Halawa Valley here on Oahu, where it was a beehive of activity.
We're standing in front of this board, and you've got all these diagrams, and you've got this wonderful embroidery, all parts of this fabulous gown.
Yeah.
So tell us about this. What do you call this?
We're standing in front of our mood board. Before we start a collection or we start the gown, we pull together a bunch of images and we put it on a mood board. It's basically to get everybody interested, and we just pull a bunch of images to get everybody excited about the project, and we just place it on here. And we sketch things that we think would be part of it, and just kind of gather ideas. And that's what pretty much a mood board is. It's to get you in the mood and get you excited about what we're going to be working on.
So tell us about the photos that you have to work with.
Well, the photos are black and white, and we have one colored image that was actually painted by the designer himself. So as you can tell, it's black and white image that we have to recreate, finding the color, finding the shape of it, the design, everything from it. So it's basically siphoning through the whole design from just a black and white photo. With that comes a lot of research. And we've done just everything that we can or could do online. But with the help of Iolani Palace and the archives, we've definitely had tons of research that we've gotten from them, with a lot of old newspapers. Back then, they used to tell a lot through newspapers is what our royals used to wear, with what color they wore. But the only thing is there was a lot of different interpretations of what they wore with different articles. So a lot of them told they wore white, but it was a holoku style. Another article said it was a corseted white gown. So it was kind of deciding which way things were or deciding which direction we were going to go with.
Right. We do not have the gown. We don't know where it is, right?
No, we don't know. So these are things that we have to find out, and this is the research that we have to find out with reproducing a gown, with just looking at a photo and getting it as close as possible.
So tell us about all the embroidery that you have to reproduce.
So we actually took my graphic artist, Alex. He zoomed in on the robe that she wore and on the gown that she wore, and basically used modern technology and digitized what was on her gown and made a digitized image. And with our embroidery machine, we embroidered our own lace and wanted to go as close as possible to what she had on her dress. Again, this is just coming from an image, so we tried to do it as close as possible and get as much as possible as we could from what was indicated on there.
And the type of fabric? It's satin?
Yes. So the type of fabric is a silk satin, and that's what was described in a lot of the articles. So that's what we used. And looking at the image, you can tell that it was a satin too, the way it drapes, the way it falls. So knowing that, we went with the satin.
Okay. All right. So you
want
to walk us through? Yes. what you've got so far?
We got the top that we're still working on. This is the embroidery that we were talking about. So we did some of the embroidery on the top. We're going to also layer some appliques on top of it too, and that we'll be hand sewing. So this one was a corseted top, and we were fortunate enough to visit Bishop Museum and do some research there also and see how the corsets were built at that time also, and see some of the queen's corsets. So we mimicked some of the detailing that was in some of the queen's corsetry, and we put it into this one.
I've been actually watching the PBS show Victoria. Uh-huh. and looking at all the gowns in anticipation of what you're creating.
Yes.
Here.
So I can show you a little bit. So a lot of it calls for boning, and back then there was tons of lines and lines of boning in here to help cinch in a waist. So that's what we kind of mimic there. and this helped make it a lot more cinched waist. And that's what we kind of created there. So a lot of it was actually made, so it was haute couture that was made in Paris, London, and France too. So they were commissioned to make a lot of the pieces in Europe that was brought here to Hawaii. We researched at the time they used ermine fur, which is a weasel actually, and it has like a black tail. It's a white weasel, and there's like a black tail, so that's what the fur actually was. We decided up to not to do the real ermine fur for this project, so we just decided to go with a fur, a faux fur. So we created our own interpretation of what it would look like. So we decided to just do faux fur for that, and being that it's going to go in the palace, we wanted to be a little bit more safe with that.
Okay. And we have some workers here, yes, hard at work.
We, we have my auntie Delai. She's the one who actually taught me how to sew. She's here hand sewing the coat. So we have the robe. This is a huge part of coronation. So when you get coronated, I guess they call it, you put on this robe that shows your class. And Queen Kapi'olani actually had a robe, a red robe made for her. And it was lined in ermine fur, and it was trimmed in gold palapalai leaves also. So
this is stunning because it's really yards of red velvet.
Yes, it is. And it spans very wide and very long also. So it shows your class, and it shows the wealth also. So that's what we're working on here. The skirt actually had a lot more detail than we thought, with a lot of layers. So there was the applique fern on it. There was actually fringe, and then there was a lace underlay below that too. So looking at the picture, you have to look so deep into what the layers below was. And there was so many different layers that I found. So the skirt actually has a lot more detail. It looks like a simple A-line skirt, but there's a lot more detail that was into it.
We're standing here in front of this garment rack, and you've got a number of things on hangers. But these are what, like the drafts?
These are drafts. These are just simple drafts that we had to create first. Because the fabrics that we actually use are so luxurious, it's silks, the amount of velvet that we had to use, we had to use about 20 yards of velvet. So without wasting stuff, we just made muslin. It's called muslin, so we wanted to see the shape and how it falls. We'd rather do a sample and test out these things and see what the mistakes are first with cheaper fabrics, and see how fits run with the muslin before we go ahead and use the more expensive stuff. But yes, we did a lot of testing with how long we wanted the robe to be, how we wanted the skirt to be draped, and how we wanted the top to look, especially for the fern, how we wanted things to be placed and how we wanted it to look. So we definitely wanted to do a lot of things before we touched the actual fabric and worked on the actual fabric.
Now, you've never done this before, where you've created a gown or an outfit from pictures. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, you design things out of your head.
Yes. So this is my first garment reproduction project. Everything that I do, yes, is creatively coming out of my own head and designing from myself. So this is interesting for me because I get to look into the past and kind of touch what the royalty wore and what our ali'i wore. And it gives me a lot of... I'm very humbled and very honored to see and do research and know what our royals wore, and see all that information and know all that information too, and then share it with a lot of our people now. A lot of people don't get to see or know all these things, so it's my opportunity to share all this information with them.
Now, I remember I was fortunate enough to attend a fashion show out in front of Iolani Palace. That was pretty incredible.
Yes, it was. And it's still like one of my favorite shows, and I was very honored to even get to have a show there. One of my favorite moments from that was getting to have people who's never been to the palace have the opportunity to come to the palace and get to step foot on the grounds and just to be there and have the opportunity to be... at the palace. I think they've just get so afraid, or they feel like they can't be there, and it was just an opportunity for people to be there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was fashion at the palace, but it was really it was a fun show.
Yes, it was, and it was for me it was a way to make it more approachable, that a lot of people can go there and to really appreciate what the beautiful things that we have here in Hawaii. And a lot of times we forget that we have such beautiful things here in Hawaii, and we look past all of that, and we have a palace here in Hawaii that we never visit, and it was an opportunity for me to share with that with all of Hawaii.
Now, I was also able to go on the recent evening tours that they had for Queen Kapi'olani's birthday, and it was neat to see the replicas of the gowns in some of the rooms there. It really did just add a human touch mm-hmm. to that tour.
Yes, it does. I didn't go to the evening tours, but I have seen the reproduced garments already, and it is amazing just to see an interpretation of what was worn in the past, and it's great to just see just a vision of what is in front of you, and to see like what the royals would have worn at that time.
Yeah, I mean, it was just so classy, just yes. awesome.
It's an inspiration to look at too, so we got to see that prior, and it gives me an opportunity to see how things were made also, so that was definitely an outlet that I got to look at too.
And I guess too, the practicality of some of these gowns and dresses, you know, when you're inside the palace and you see where they had to sit and how they moved around.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, definitely. I think because the palace is so grand, and these gowns that we're creating are it was more for a special occasion. So a lot of the times these gowns weren't worn around the palace. So these things were just worn just for in the throne room. So they were just basically sitting and standing. But if the robe was taken off, she could have worn this walking around. And just looking at the times at how it was and what they had, there's no air conditioning, and just how comfortable they would have been. It's kind of crazy to think that they wore this kind of clothing, you know, and to think like if they wore that now, if that's how we would have to be, you know.
Yeah. So you're getting excited for the debut?
Yes, I am. I'm actually excited to see the ending result, and every step that we're going, we get more excited to be in the team. Every piece that we're finishing or getting close to finish, and just even laying out things on the robe or the top or getting close to it, we just get more and more excited.
That was designer Kini Zamora. Queen Kapi'olani's gown is expected to be on display at the palace early May, as well as in Bloomingdale's store at Ala Moana Center. Zamora will also be recreating two uniforms worn by King Kalakaua, a second gown worn by the queen, and a child's dress worn by Princess Kai'olani. Last week, we brought you a story with designer Iris Gill about the palace's first garment reproduction program. To listen back, go to hawaiipublicradio.org.